Good morning, Oliver. Today is Tuesday, 2nd of August, and right now it's cloudy with 28 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with temperature range from low 27 and high 33 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index of 38 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southwest with 13 kilometers per hour. Later on, we have a chance of thunderstorm with westerly winds with 21 kilometers per hour, and chance of precipitation is on 70%. Morning humidity at 62% will drop by noon on 56% and rise back up in the evening. Moon is waxing crescent and 7% of it is illuminated. Today at 3:30 at Town Hall Conference Room, we are all invited to a presentation and discussion on the topic of landscape planning, its principles, process and approaches by Archer and David Stein, with specifically in relation to the Oroville Greenbelt, land use planning and process and methodology. Today and still tomorrow we can register our names for a Darshan token between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2 p.m. and 2:06 p.m. at Pitanga Samasthi. There will be a bus on 15th of August to Darshan Day, starting from Mati Mandir at 3 p.m., following the usual route and coming back to Oroville at 6 p.m., and this trip is restricted to those who are going for the Darshan. Oroville International is a collaboration with a group of Orovillians and preparing a meeting in Addis Ababa from 25th to 30th of October. It is proposed that the meeting will include an exhibition and presentation on Oroville, interactions with local people, and cultural and sightseeing visit to the local area. The total cost of accommodation and visits is expected to be around 250 euros. Flights are currently around 35,000 rupees. The final cost and itinerary are yet to be confirmed with Joya, who is coming back this week from Ethiopia. Those who are seriously interested in participating and helping to prepare the meeting from Oroville, please contact Vani at oroville.org/in as soon as possible so that they can estimate the final number of participants and start to see who does what. Meeting will be on Monday, 8th of August in Unity Pavilion at 2:30 p.m. Your film can be still submitted on any theme for any duration by August 15 on www.orvillefilmfestival.org. And they are asking if you can help Oroville Film Festival 11 to catalog the film entries and keep their spreadsheets up to date. They really need a volunteer who has a penchant for orderliness and is very comfortable with Excel and maybe even comes with laptop. Contact Krishna or Tlaloc on 262-3187. A three-week Tai Chi Chuan workshop taught in the Stevanovic method will begin on August 8 at the Tai Chi Hall in Sharanga. It's conducted by Marco and each week is a complete module, and you are welcome for a part of the workshop if you cannot come for the whole. The workshop is Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. To register, call them on 262-3187. Mediation is a dynamic of transformation of a relationship and the creation of new bonds between parties. Annie is a professional mediator from La Reunia and is giving meditation workshop on the 5th, 6th and 7th of August from 9 a.m. to noon and from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. She needs at least 8 participants to conduct the workshop. The menu will be announced later, and if you are interested, you can contact her on 9159186790. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. you can see a German film, La Miga, The Friend, made in Germany in 1988 by director Janine Mahafel, and film is drama in German with English subtitles. And tomorrow at the same place and time we can see Itzhak Perlman Violin Virtuoso, made in USA in 1978 by director Christopher Nupen, and film is documentary in English with French subtitles. One of the leading violinists of our time, Itzhak Perlman fell in love with the violin at age of 3, but few months later contracted polio. With his handicap, this remarkable skilled child could have seemed impossible to pursue a career of violinist. Not only has he succeeded, but he has done it on a level that few have matched. It is a heartening story of a spectacular triumph of talent, determination, character and tenacity over seemingly insurmountable odds, producing truly glorious results along the way. The first form of the soul is a spark of light from the divine. By evolution, it becomes an individualized being and then it can take the form it wants. It's written in the words of the mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oralradio.org.